So we are at the Brighton Dome in the Founders Room, and it's Capture the Parents exhibition, which is on here until the
Sunday the 15th.
15th of April. So, and I'm here with Maggie Gordon-Walker, who is from Livestock, and she's the brains behind it all, aren't you?
Yes.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the exhibition itself. What gave you guys the idea to do something like this?
I think we've got two children who are 4 and 7, and we noticed when they took pictures of us, we might not think it was the most flattering photo in the world, but it would look probably more like us in real life than the kind of fixed Richter screen photo face that adults tend to put on when they're having their photo taken. So we thought it'd be a nice idea to capitalise on that and have children taking pictures of their parents or whoever it was they live with. Just kind of turn the tables a bit and have a discussion about how you see yourself or how others see you. That was the idea.
So the competition was from children up to the age of seven.
Yeah.
And so you've got quite a variety of entries. I can see that some are from perhaps the workshops that you've been running as well.
Some are from the workshops. Some came from one of the schools which borrowed our cameras for a weekend. But a lot were just submitted to us by email from people who'd seen about the competition of a variety of age groups. I think the youngest entrant was 2, and then we are quite up to about 7.
And then the finalists are nicely framed and here in the Founders Room for people to come and see until tomorrow, the 15th. And I can see there's, quite a different variety of photos. Some looked quite staged, some looked like the parent wasn't actually aware that they were being photographed at the time. And it really does sort of tell a story. What did the judges look for in a photo?
I think, it was just what spoke to them. You know, we, from the judges each chose their 20 favourites, and then we compiled from that the ones that had the most votes. But also we wanted to make sure there was, as you say, a range of emotions. So you get some which are kind of quite obviously staged, and then some where, for example, there's a woman whose younger child has just pinched a Kinder egg and run out of the co-op, and so she's looking up. And the older kids snapped that. And you can see, as any parent knows, that kind of look of exasperation in her face because that's happened. Or we've got one of my favourites of a man asleep on the sofa with a can of beer in one hand and the cat on the other. I wonder who could that be, Claire Jones's Hugh's husband? I think it could. So, yeah, we wanted a range of different family groups. Kind of like the stylized green screen ones from the workshop. So you've got a Wild West background and a kind of witchy forest background. Some natural ones, some with babies in, some a mix of outside, a mix of indoors, some with movement, some with static. So, yeah, just to create and a couple of stylized ones as well. We've got a black and white, blurry, sort of arty one, arty-farty one.
So, and for future events of this kind, they can check out
livestock.org.uk. This event was part of the Children's Festival. And the workshop noise you can hear in the background, we got a little bit of money from the big lottery fund to run these connected families workshops, and that's what's going on at the moment.
Great. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you.